Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Week 5 was full of pleasant surprises. Nick, take it away.
Okay. Thursday night football. The Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. What we think?
The Seahawks are legit.
Okay.
The Seahawks are legit.
Russell Wilson is a good quarterback.
I mean, average at best.
You know, I think probably most impressive thing is that he doesn't even throw as much as most other quarterbacks in the NFL do, and yet he still, I think, is, like, per, what is it? He threw 4 touchdown passes out of 23 attempts, I want to say.
It's a damn good ratio.
Yeah, and the thing is that a lot of, and I take this because I, like, listen to a lot of fantasy football because stats there, you know, it's all based off stats, too. They were saying, like, Russell Wilson's touchdown stats from last year, his, like, touchdown percentage and everything, is going to regress because you can't do that kind of – or you can't replicate that kind of success where he had, like, a really high touchdown rating on such a run-heavy offense. But Russell Wilson's – you could make an argument that he's the best quarterback in the league, and I wouldn't
– Yeah.
I wouldn't blame you for it.
He's definitely an MVP consideration. Considering
I think
he should be the leader.
He should be the leader right now because his defense isn't as good as usual Seahawks defenses has been. Even post LOB, they haven't been, you know, as bad. But yeah,
I mean, you could certainly make an argument for him being the leader. Definitely.
I mean, if you think about it, like, he plays for a team that's so run heavy, yet he's still so successful. He makes throws that not many quarterbacks can make. Like, if that Tyler Lockett pass where it was, he scrambled, a lot of people thought he was just throwing it away, and it looked like he was throwing it away, and it just perfect spot for Tyler Lockett, and him and Tyler Lockett are just, they're connected, man. It's really impressive when it comes to some of the plays they're able to make.
Yeah, I mean, and then the Rams, of course, missing a field goal late in the game, Greg the Leg, that would have ultimately won them the game.
Jared Goff with the drive, man.
Yeah,
Jared Goff had 20 incompletions. Jared Goff had more incompletions than Russell Wilson had completions.
Also, another thing is that, man, if you haven't noticed already, Cooper Kupp's a stud. Because that man, I would go look for his stats from the last 11 games because I was reading a tweet about it. I'm not going to. No point in it. But Cooper Kupp's a beast, man. He tore his ACL and he's come back just extremely impressive. It's really impressive how he's recovered. And also, I guess it's nice to see that Gurley's a little more involved compared to how they were using him.
Well, okay, so how do you guys feel about the Rams now? They started 3-0 and they just dropped 2 straight games. Are you a little worried about them, or do you think they'll be fine?
I mean, at the start of the year, if you were told that by week five, the Rams and the Raiders would have the same record, I'd be a little concerned.
Well, okay. But
yeah, I'd be worried too.
We didn't think the Raiders would be 3-2.
Fucking somehow.
I mean, the Rams are in third place in their division right now, which is something crazy to think.
Yeah, but at the same time, a missed field goal changes all narratives.
But, dude, that's games, man. That's the NFL.
It is. I think for me, I was more worried with the result of the Buccaneers game, if anything, because that's 55 being hung up on you by a team that shouldn't be hanging 55 up on you.
Yeah, I mean, this loss isn't a bad loss, but the fact, you know, it's 2 straight, they're 3-2.
Also, the Seahawks have played the Rams well. Like, last year, both games were pretty close games. Russell Wilson threw, like, a game-losing pick in the last one, but they always play them close. It's not like this is a – like I said, for me, the more concerning loss was to the Buccaneers. I'm not worried. I still think they make the playoffs. They're good enough to make the playoffs.
I honestly don't think them making it to the playoffs is a guarantee at this point.
Like, might not be. Not in a good division.
I think that says more about the NFC than what it does about the Rams. But, you know, they're going to have to pick it up a little bit if they want to make it to the playoffs with all the good teams in the NFC.
Yeah, and it's – what really concerns me kind of is for Todd Gurley's sake, you're going to – want to start clinching your playoffs soon, at least for them, because a healthy Todd Gurley changes a lot. Their O-line isn't as good as it was last year.
But, I mean, will Todd Gurley actually ever be healthy?
No, but that's what I'm saying. But, like, the whole thing about last year and it was weird last year, though, because they try to keep him healthy, right? You try to rest your players. They rest their players through the preseason. McVay, I don't think, has played them the preseason at all as a head coach. But, nope. I mean, you know, Gurley's probably the best player on – second best, my bad. Aaron Donald's the best on that team. But Todd Gurley's the second best player on that team, and you want to keep him healthy, but you can't keep him healthy as long as you actually have to stay competitive. And they're not – I don't think they're clinching the first – they could still clinch it. I mean, it's week five, but it's not as – it seems like they're struggling a lot more this year. Teams are starting to figure out Jared Goff a little more and all that. So it's going to be a tougher path for them, but, I mean, they're still a few months from a Super Bowl appearance. So,
well, I think the thing that concerns me is actually their defense.
It's been bad.
Because Marcus Peters and Akeem Talib are toast.
Well, because last year, so their defense wasn't statistically great the last 2 years, right? But you could explain it in two different ways. Last year, it's because teams legit had to, you know, throw on them because they're behind by so much. This year, it's just they're bad. So,
I mean, last year, I feel like the Rams' defense could step it up in moments they needed to. This year, it hasn't seemed like that's been the case.
Well, yeah, because last year, it was just bend, don't break. It was just, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold the leads. Hold the lead, and this year it's...
They're breaking, man.
Yeah, and the thing is that I don't know how much you want to trust Jared Goff in late-game situations, so...
Well, you know, I will say this game, I didn't watch the game, so I don't really know how great Jared Goff did, but I do know he led that drive towards the end, which should have won them the game, so he did have it in him at the end. It's just unfortunate Greg the Leg missed the field goal.
Yeah. Interesting game.
Yeah, I'm watching it, so I was sorry.
We're going next.
Yeah,
the Cardinals and the Bengals, 26-23 Cardinals. I mean,
Bengals might have cemented their case as the worst team, even worse than the Dolphins.
Bengals came back in this game. They scored two touchdowns in under 3 minutes. That's what I think it was. These were two very fast touchdowns. This game was 23-3 at one point.
I mean, yeah, I don't really think we need to say much more about this game. Two crappy teams. I guess one team didn't have to win, but, you know, the Cardinals came up on top.
Yeah, I mean, crap game. The Bills and the – oh, another crap game. The Bills and the Titans, 14-7 Bills.
So this
the 4-1 Bills.
This is another game. I didn't see too many highlights about it on SportsCenter. I guess there wasn't too much with it.
It was 14-7. What do you want?
You know, the Bills, like they like to win ugly. That's what they do. And they're 4-1 and 3-0 on the road now.
That defense.
Yeah, I mean, with the Bills' easy schedule, I mean, Johan might be right about the Bills making it to the playoffs.
They played what? The Dolphins?
They play the Dolphins twice.
The greatest football team.
They also have to play the Redskins two games. So, you know.
Fuck.
That's 7 wins right there.
It's looking rough.
Yeah.
Do you guys think the Bills are a good team, though? Do you think they could win a playoff game?
I mean,
it all matters on who they go up against.
Yeah, I think their defense is just as good as any other defense. I mean, not as Chicago, but if you put like the benefit of some of the teams that they like, they played New England pretty well. That's a pretty good defense. I'd like to see them play the Chiefs. Let's say they play like the Ravens or somebody like that, I think that their defense can hold a game like that. Like, the Bills are made to play ugly games, ugly defensive games where Josh Allen just has to do something. It's not their defense is really good to where it's not as good as Chicago's. I think they're in the same position as Chicago in a way where their defense is really good, except Chicago's is elite.
Well, I want to
there's
ask
a tier.
You, do you think?
But I think that they're good enough to. I think that they're good enough to stop a lot of offense.
Who do you think's in better shape right now, though? The Bears or the Bills?
The Bills. I was going to bring it up. I think the Bills are a better team.
Of course.
So I guess,
well, we can bring in the Bears.
Yeah, I was about to say
the Raiders 24-21 in London.
Chase Daniels is duck, man.
I mean, the Bears, man. I do not like how they're looking. And we asked the question, do you like the Bills more? And I think I do. I think I have more confidence in the Bills making it to the playoffs than I do the Bears.
Chase Daniel, Mitch Trubisky, what's the difference? I don't see one.
I mean,
yeah, I
and you look at the Bears defense, they allowed a 97-yard game-winning drive for the Raiders at the end.
Josh Jacobs, 26 for 123 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, this is the phenomenal Bears defense gave up 123 rushing yards.
I mean, are the Raiders are the Raiders good?
No, I don't think they're good.
I think they're decent. They're not going to make the playoffs, but yeah. They'll probably upset a few teams along the way.
They're definitely better than what we thought.
They're better than where they were last year.
I mean, we're going to find out how good they are because their next four games are the Packers, Texans, Lions, Chargers.
And, I mean, Josh Jacobs, he looked pretty good last week against the Bears defense. I mean, this team is probably like an 8-8 team, maybe 7-9, I would say.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. 9-7 if they get, like, certain things to go their way. But
I mean, this is a good win for them, though. And yeah. I know the Bears aren't on their A game, but they still
– They hold down home field.
Yeah, if there is such a thing.
Jesus, fuck.
Go on the neutral site game, though.
Yeah, let's move this on. The Saints beat the Buccaneers. Teddy Bridgewater, he's 3-0. Were you impressed? I'm impressed.
I'm impressed with the Saints. This was definitely Teddy Bridgewater's best game as the starting quarterback for the Saints.
Michael Thomas, 11, 182, and 2. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the...
Oh, I might as well say it now. Hey, Johan. How does it feel?
Feel for what?
How does it feel to lose a fantasy game by over 100 points?
Look, bro, I can't even be... I told you. I lost by like 70 in another league because they had Will Fuller. I also
70's not 105.4.
Hey, man, I'm going to thank Will Fuller, though, for winning me one of my matchups. At the end of the day, I can't be mad because, like I said...
My team took you to pound looking, town, buddy.
Play, I can't do anything about Michael putting Thomas, up 200. There's Chris no way Coddling. I could do anything about putting up 232.6. Or 232, whatever it was. Record. I can't do anything about that. At that point, I just got to be like, damn, bro. Fantasy football can be cruel.
Michael
fantasy
Thomas.
Fantasy football can be kind. Aaron Jones.
Amari Cooper. Chris Godwin in a way.
You know, after – I mean, look, man, things happen when you're back-to-back champs. Your luck runs out at some point.
I mean, you got a losing record right now, dude. You need to pick it up.
I know, but you know what?
Yeah, Johan, you're pretty garbage.
You're not mounting a good defense. You haven't won handily yet.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, my defense last year was pretty solid. I mean, I made it to the playoffs 7-6 after a
pathetic.
Nice after beating Hayden, and I, you know, won the championship.
Not in my America. Let's get back on track.
America won't be great Johan until around. I lose.
I beat him up.
So. Yeah,
a solid win for Tampa.
Tampa Bay still, you know, lost by 7.
This is probably a game Tampa Bay needed to win if they wanted to be a legitimate contender in the NFC South, and they
you can't really make a case for them anymore.
Yeah, nah. I mean, you really can't, and it's looking like there's only two teams left in the NFC South to contend in it. But the Saints, they look pretty unstoppable.
I did want to bring up a stat, or not a stat, but this is a tweet I saw from Adam Levitan. Tampa Bay has faced Kamara, McCaffrey, Gurley, Barkley, and Tevin / Breida so far. They lead the entire NFL in yards per carry allowed. So I guess there is something. I guess their defense isn't as horrible as last year.
They've
got
a good run defense.
Yeah, I mean, their defense, when they played McCaffrey, they were the only team to really be able to shut down McCaffrey.
So. But that's also kind of because Cam Newton was a lame duck in a way. Can't really do anything.
I mean,
yeah, but that's
a
lot of
true, but
really good running backs to play. Then.
It is. Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, Tampa might be dead in the water now. Well, not dead in the water, but
I mean, they got to win. They got to win next
week. Man,
they're gonna probably finish 8-8.
They got two. They got two easy dubs with the Falcons playing them. I'm kidding. I don't know how those games are gonna shake.
The Vikings beat the Giants 28-10. Daniel Jones,
Kirk Cousins,
L is a pro.
Kirk Cousins unlocked, unleashed.
Shut
22 for 27, 306 or 36 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I could pass for
no
200
picks.
And a touchdown on the Giants right now, man.
Adam Thielen 7 for 130 and 2 touchdowns. They've all been unleashed. Also, this is sarcasm because it's the Giants defense.
The greasy wheel or the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you bitch enough, eventually they force Kirk Cousins to throw 35-yard checkdowns.
Yeah, I mean,
I still don't know how the Vikings fans should feel. I mean, you beat the Giants.
It means nothing. This is like the Ravens pummeling the Dolphins. This means nothing.
This is like, you know, like, Kirk Cousins does complete shit the whole season, and then he has one good game. You're like, oh, maybe there's something, and he's back to shit.
I mean, you'd hope they beat the Giants. You'd hope Kirk Cousins plays well against the Giants.
The Vikings' ceiling is 10-6.
What? Hey, look at Kirk Cousins boosting his stats against losing teams.
Yeah. Hey, it's a win, but it's not against
the
team above 500.
Technically, it wasn't a losing team.
It doesn't help his stat of 5-27 against winning teams.
It doesn't. It doesn't improve on that.
So,
this game is irrelevant for opinions on Kirk Cousins. He's still a bum. He's still a burglar.
Yeah,
he should be arrested for robbery on the spot.
Next. Yeah, I still don't think we should look too much into it. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs wants to leave badly.
As he should.
Come to Green Bay.
No.
How do you? Come on. I don't get it, man. Like last year, they both guys were
play
studs.
Who plays the Vikings 2 times a year?
It's completely possible. If you have arguably the best running back in the NFL and two of the best receivers, or two really talented receivers.
This team is not capable of supporting two all-pro receivers and Dalvin Cook.
When they play actual teams with talent, it can't even sustain one receiver.
I can sustain
a running back.
Up north. Let's move on.
Would you actually want Stephon?
I mean, I take him. The Eagles win 31-6. Luke Falk. The Philly defense looked disgusting.
It's the Jets.
It's the Jets. It's like beating the Giants 28-10. It means nothing.
The Jets scored their first offensive touchdown this game, I heard, since week one. So, you know, that's something they got going.
There's another stat that I have. I collected some stats. Adam Gase's last 7 games, according to Joe Caproso, or Caparoso, I don't know. Adam Gase's last 7 games, lost to Minnesota 41-17, lost to Jacksonville 17-7, lost to Buffalo 42-17, another loss to Buffalo 17-6, 23-3 to Cleveland they lost, 30-14 to New England, 31-6 to Philadelphia. 4 total offensive touchdowns in those last 7 games.
Yeah, not good.
That's not good.
It's not good. And the fact that their head coach is offensive genius Adam Gase, offensive guru.
I mean, can you really blame him that much though? In the third string quarterback.
Yes.
No. Come on. Oh wait. So it's Mike Tomlin's fault the Steelers aren't doing good right now.
Okay. Look, you can't blame him, but I think that even then, you still have to, like. How have you only scored 4 offensive touchdowns in those last 4 games?
This offensive line just allowed 10 sacks.
It's not good. I still think you should be able to put up more.
Guys, why did Le'Veon Bell decide to go to the Jets of all teams?
Because his holdout didn't work and they offered him the most money.
Like, this is a wasteland for him.
That's the exact reason.
I don't know. With Darnold back, maybe it looks better. Who knows?
It gets marginally better. But not by much. Yeah, instead of 5 checkdowns a game, he's going to get 6.
All right, I think we can move on from this one.
The Ravens beat the Steelers 26-23 in overtime. An ugly fucking game. I don't know if either of you two watched this game.
The only real thing I saw was...
Yeah, it was a Mason Rudolph injury. That's all I saw.
That was scary. And then I think Juju fumbled the ball in overtime, which gave the Ravens the win.
Not only did Lamar Jackson get 3 and outed, but he then, in overtime, first play for the Steelers at their own 20, they fumbled the ball. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, the Steelers aren't very good, and Mike Tomlin even said the reason – he decided not to get the ball first in overtime was the fact that his kicking or his special teams was so garbage. He didn't trust them to get far enough down the field on the kickoff. That's when you know it's bad, man. Because you normally never see coaches opt to kick the ball to start overtime.
Do you see they're saying that Tomlin might be targeted by the Redskins?
Yeah, I did see that.
And for his sake, he shouldn't take that job.
Mike Tomlin should go to the Redskins.
No, I said he shouldn't. It's been rumored that they're that
I heard
Snyder wants to hire him. No.
Yeah, I was about to say, man. He
If anything, there's probably some other team he could coach. I mean, Mike Tomlin isn't the greatest coach, but he's still been pretty solid.
He has two Super Bowl rings. I mean, this season isn't really on him at all.
We have breaking news. The Rays have forced a game 5 with the Astros.
Ooh.
Go baseball.
Who's pitching tonight for
Verlander was pitching.
Verlander got forced out in the fourth.
Oh, man.
Everything is going right Greinke for the Braves right now. And they just Greinke need to win game 5.
Yesterday.
The Braves should have won game 4.
If the Braves win game 5, and then the Nats win game 5, and then the Rays win game 5, it's all going right.
Yeah, but the Yankees are still scary, and we still have to win game 5.
Well, we don't have to play them till the World Series.
And we still have to win game 5. So,
yo, so I'm just getting the highlights from the games putting up, and I'm watching that Chase Daniels. Man, that was like 10 yards off. Sorry. But, yeah, are the Ravens good, guys?
I told you they were overrated a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but they still might make it to the playoffs by default.
Oh, because they're playing the worst division in the league.
That whole division is a mess. It's absolutely atrocious.
Before we get on to roasting the Browns, because I know that's going to happen, the Patriots, I mean, they beat the Redskins 33-7. Whoop de fucking do.
Yeah, there's nothing to say much.
Nothing to say about it. The Panthers beat out the Jaguars in a close game that shouldn't have been that close if the shit kicker for the Panthers didn't miss 3 field goals. But you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? 3-0, and you know, depending on when.
No. Christian McCaffrey's 3-0. Kyle Allen's just there along for the ride.
Bro, Christian McCaffrey, like, I honestly think he's a top 3 candidate for MVP.
They're saying he might end up breaking the single season scrimmage yards record.
Do you know he currently has more yards from scrimmage than Zeke and Todd Gurley combined?
Combined, yeah.
That's crazy. You know, he's literally probably the only reason the Panthers are still have some chance to make it to the playoffs. He's probably the reason we're not 0-5.
I'm telling you, all that work, they better find a way to help, to give him some help.
I mean, I think the Panthers with Kyle Allen can't make it to the playoffs, but I think it all depends.
Cam comes back
soon. It depends on when Cam comes back. If the Panthers...
When's y'all's bye?
It's after this week.
Okay. Well, now, hang on.
What?
Just say Cam comes back. He's ready to come back in 3 weeks. And just say the Panthers win 2 more games in those 3 weeks. Do you stick him back in?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You don't put...
Nick, I've been watching these games, and Kyle Allen is not the reason the Panthers are winning these games. He fumbles the ball a lot, and he does just enough to not destroy
the game. Ooh, wait, he fumbles the ball a lot?
Yes, he does.
The Green Bay pass rush will like that.
Hopefully Cam's back in time by the before the Packers game. But, yeah, I mean.
2 weeks?
People who aren't paying attention to the games would just say, oh, yeah, they're 3-0 with Kyle Allen. They're doing better. But, I mean, it's Kyle Allen's not winning the games. He's just doing his role as a backup quarterback. So that's all I got to say.
Right. He's giving us some elite game management.
Honestly,
I hope. Look, man, when Christian McCaffrey's doing the things he's doing, it's just like, hey, coach, what do you want me to do this play? It's like, hey.
Are we going left or right with the handoff?
Oh, you said screenplay this time? Yeah, that'll
screenplay?
Get
okay, left or right.
Yeah, the defense won't be ready
swing
for this
pass?
One.
Okay.
Well, you want me to get it to who?
Is this the wheel
to more?
No, screw that. We're going McCaffrey. Wheel route. Come on.
Olsen's open downfield. Ah, coach, I couldn't see him.
Couldn't see him. All I saw was Christian McCaffrey behind the scrimmage.
You know, in the NFL, you know, the time, the amount of time you have to make a decision is short, so I got to just check it down real quick.
Dude, I honestly think McCaffrey's the best running back in the NFL right now.
He probably is. Saquon hurt, Gurley underperforming, Zeke underperforming.
With Saquon,
it's between
even
him and Dalvin
Saquon
Cook.
Was fully healthy, I don't know how you go against Christian McCaffrey.
Like I said, I think it's at the moment it's between him and Dalvin Cook. Both have,
I'd
both are pretty important to their
McCaffrey. Doesn't
yeah,
have
I'd,
the
still,
injury
I'd,
potential.
I'd go McCaffrey. No, I'd go with McCaffrey. Yeah, but I just think that, if we're gonna factor in who's the best running back, I think we gotta mention.
Since we want to make jokes here, let's just move on to the Falcons and Texans game. These are jokes.
Yeah,
the Texans win 53-32. It's a scoreigami, guys.
A week after scoreigami. The Texans only scored 10 points, they get the nice benefit of playing the Falcons the week after.
You got 53 put on you.
Atlanta.
This comes from Graham Barfield on Twitter. Atlanta has trailed on 75.1% of their offensive snaps, the second highest rate behind Miami at 92.8%. No team is more pass-heavy than the Falcons at 72%. Matt Ryan is on pace to attempt 710 passes. The NFL record is Matthew Stafford at 727. Matt Ryan might reach Pat Stafford levels. So now, Nick and Hayden, what should we call him? Pat Ryan or Patty Ice? Because he's doing some elite It's not like this defense is just sucks. And, you know, I had the quote here somewhere.
See, like Matt Ryan's.
Oh,
like,
here it is.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Dan Quinn, and I quote, talking about defensive play calling, end quote, I like doing it. He shouldn't. He doesn't have Richard Sherman. Hey, Richard Sherman, Brandon Browner, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas. None of those guys are there.
Desmond Trufant's no. Richard Sherman.
Rico Allen isn't anywhere near Cam or Earl Thomas. Like, oh, I don't even know if Rico Allen still plays. Or he does.
He does.
They got another safety.
No, he is starting.
Yeah.
He is starting.
Yeah. I forgot that they brought in another safety because. Oh my gosh, man.
Deion Jones is all right, but he's no Bobby Wagner.
I really thought that their team would be a lot better just because it was healthy, and they've had some injuries, but man.
Jesus, fuck, 53 points.
And I mean, I honestly, Matt Ryan's not doing that great, but he's putting up the numbers where Falcons fans be like, it's not Matt Ryan's fault. And I mean, it's not all of his fault, but like, come on, man.
No, I still blame. Yeah, I mean, that defense is atrocious, but man, they shouldn't be as bad as.
Falcons had only 17 points in this game until they had those two garbage time touchdowns at the end of the game. So, for being honest,
but
they're not
the
Falcons.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, for being honest, the Falcons offense isn't doing that great. They're just getting the garbage time points.
Yeah.
How the viewpoint has changed.
I mean, they could be 0-5 if Aguilar didn't drop the touchdown.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Which is, kind of crazy because Dan Quinn's first season, they went 5-0 before everything collapsed.
Do you guys think he survives?
Not at this rate.
Hey, Mike Tomlin to the Falcons. Don't make it happen.
I did hear that apparently the Falcons want to try to keep Dan Quinn.
He's had
success in the past and he knows how to win.
That sounds exactly like my damn dad. Oh, he was good in the past. You better respect him now. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So your dad was all
this
for
man's
Daniel
is trash.
Being a quarterback?
He doesn't like the way Eli Manning was treated.
Okay, I'll give it this, man. When McAdoo was there and they benched him and they like he didn't get to break the record, that's the only time I've ever Eli Manning, my bad. Oh, I've never
blocked by McAdoo.
But man, it was oh my gosh. Oh, that's funny though. That's funny. He feels bad for Eli and all that.
We do have a pair of three relevant games to talk about, but before that, Broncos Chargers.
Also, how's the GOAT?
How's your undefeated Chargers?
Pretty defeated.
2-3.
Pretty defeated.
Man, it's almost like picking the team who just lost their best defensive player. Their running back is holding out. Their receivers are all hurt. And their quarterback is old. To go undefeated is a bad prediction.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Johan,
I mean, it's not looking
a
good.
Bold prediction and a bad prediction are different things, man.
I mean, you know what? My predictions are looking because we have the Chargers looking like trash, but the Bills are, so far, doing me aight. So,
the Broncos, 1-4, no longer winless, guys.
Yay.
Joe Flacco, elite.
Oh my gosh.
Elite.
Yikes.
All right. Yeah, I mean, we just need to go next. Woo! The Cowboys, get smacked.
How about by the Packers, Cowboys?
34-24.
Yo,
God.
Hey,
imagine
no
being
lie,
that bad.
That hey, that's bad. That's Stephen A. content we're getting, man. These last 2 weeks,
the country Stephen A.
He's putting up some goat numbers right now with the cowboy stuff where he walks in with the accent. Did you see that he had a video where he was like helping like cow? I don't know what it was, but it was like they were like in a room and it was him and I guess maybe probably just some random interns that they just sat down and said we're Cowboys fans and yeah, he's supposed to help them cope with the loss.
Did either of you two see Skip Bayless's reaction to this game?
No.
I saw his numerous tweets during the game. But yeah, I
what a salty little bitch.
Yeah, that's Skip Bayless for you. I still miss him on First Take, though. I
mean, Aaron Jones, 182 total yards and 4 touchdowns.
I mean, I only really caught the tail end of this game since the Braves were playing at the same time, so I really wasn't focused on this game, especially with the blowout.
You love to see it.
The Cowboys scoring a bunch of garbage time points.
Those points do not matter.
Well, just like to say that Dak Prescott put up his career high for no reason.
Duck Prescott.
Or like Pat Prescott. Sorry, I'll stop.
3 interceptions. The Packers lead the league in takeaways.
I think the Cowboys, you know, they started off winning against 3 of the worst teams in the NFL, and now they play some better competition, and they lose 2 straight. So,
I guess, pray to God this team isn't the playoffs.
I honestly
going to be peak Skip Bayless.
I predicted the Cowboys to make it to the playoffs, but I'm not liking them so far.
So did I. Yeah.
We'll have to see. Their division isn't that great.
You know what we fell for, Hayden? We fell for the Dak Prescott trap.
I think we all did. That man is losing money every single snap.
Hey, look, it's darkly melanated. Rich Gannon.
Bro, like, his agents should have secured that contract after week 3, man.
Update, Ezekiel still looks like a damn Ewok. But,
nothing I mean,
either.
they get the Jets next, so that Dak Prescott, you know, he's going to look
the
like a
Cowboys
complete
fans
stud.
Can get all their hope back with the win.
And then they play
the freaking Jets.
They play the Eagles on Sunday night, so that'll be – I think I'll for sure be watching that one because it's going to be full – like, because here's the thing, right? Eagles don't have a good secondary, so we're gonna get a great game. For being honest, I'm hyped.
Dang,
I'm
Mark
hyped for
Cooper
that
gonna
game.
Eat.
He did last year. When
speaking of Amari Cooper eating, 11 for 226 and a touchdown. Yeah, contributing to the spanking of Johan. Good job, Amari.
Oh my
we
God.
Stand.
We stand our king, Amari Cooper. The Colts they beat the Chiefs 19-13. Wow, who could have seen this coming?
It probably wouldn't have happened, if we're being honest, if Patrick Mahomes didn't tweak his foot.
It could have, should have, would have.
You could tell he was off the whole game.
Get, I mean, get stronger ankle ligaments, young man.
A good win for the Colts, though, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, their O-line was kind of rough, and the Colts were getting pressure on them, so.
The Chiefs cannot stop the run. They cannot.
I don't even trust their defense at all. But I'd rather that they don't get a defense. I'd rather that Eagles do, so then the Patriots can play well against.
I'm curious, have the Chiefs had a different leading receiver every week of the season so far? Because this Eagles Byron Pringle, I know Kelsey's done it once, I know Watkins has done it once, and I know DeMarcus Robinson has done it once.
Dude, I didn't even know Byron Pringle existed until this game.
That's
like,
on you, my friend.
It,
yeah,
like,
me and Johan knew.
Yeah, we know. We bit knew who Byron Pringle was.
What,
because
you're fantasy football?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hey, man,
hey,
look,
I don't
look,
need that
look.
Fantasy football, man.
Hey,
I'm 5-0.
I'll give you
– because you get people to agree to gimmick games like, hey, let's start one player each.
I'll tell you all this, man.
That's only
fantasy
one
football,
game, and I would have won anyways.
Fantasy football has brought me into, like, just learning more about football because I just get a lot more statistics and stuff. And it's – I mean, not that statistics mean everything. But
it gives you a new outlook.
It gives you, yeah, it gives you different, it gives you information that average fan wouldn't know.
And it makes you overthink, so you lose more games than you should.
Yeah. You tinker at the last second. And
nah, set and forget it. It's a way to go.
You take out Matt Breida because you think DeMarcus Robinson is going to play better. But yeah, I mean, the Colts basically gave us a blueprint of how to beat the Chiefs, which is just run the ball.
Injured
like
Patrick
damn maniac, some like some damn maniacs because Marlon Mack 29 for 132. They ran it well. Jacoby Brissett, really good game manager. Like,
yeah,
just a really, really good game manager. So, you know, that Colts O-line is pretty good. Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett's doing what he has to do to win. So I think it'll be interesting. That division will be interesting. The AFC South, just with how it's going
to
end up shaking out.
To be honest.
No. I don't think it's a shit. I think it's like the opposite of the North.
It's damn near a shit show, if it's not already.
No. I think
I'm not saying all the teams
North,
are bad,
it's
but it's
average
just a big
teams,
shit show, man.
I think it's average teams. I think the AFC North is full of trash teams, and somebody has to win it. I think the South is full of really average teams, and somebody's got to
I
come.
Think that makes it a shit show, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
It's just like you throw every team, and you just scramble up every team, and they can pick a team and they can win the division.
So at the moment, the Texans are leading, and then the Colts are second, and the Jags are third. So, but it's just one game behind with there's a one game difference between first and a fourth. So it'll be interesting as to what happens.
Let's move on to the final game of the week. The Browns
frauds
beat by the Niners 31-3. Hey,
Baker
look,
Mayfield
Kirk Cousins with confidence.
Kirk Cousins, yo, that video that I that tagged y'all.
God,
video,
the clown noises.
It's just a video of like some really bad, like a really bad rap beat. Have you ever seen the one where it's like LeBron,
yeah,
like dancing to it? But it's that
the
and
one
then Baker Mayfield,
yeah,
and it's just Baker dancing to it, and it's really funny because like Baker hasn't looked good, and you know what? His O-line hasn't helped him, but like it's. I mean, here's my thing, right? At the end of the day, you have the offensive weapons. You got to find a way to get them the ball. I mean,
hang on. This sounds exactly like the Vikings.
Yes.
They have
except
the offensive
one,
weapons.
Except
you
one has
get
an offensive. Except one has an offensive line. The Vikings have a lot better of an offensive line. Their quarterback just inept. While and San Francisco, Cleveland. Actually, I don't even know if Baker's inept because.
He's not inept. He's a young quarterback. He doesn't know his way around yet.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing, right? Like, the Browns came in as, like, everybody, like, oh my God, the Browns.
That's
like
people hyping up the Browns. I mean,
yeah, but that's on them. Like, do you really expect, like, a second year quarterback, a fourth year head coach? Well, actually, Sean McVay did it.
San Francisco. I said it best. They're going to be 10-6. And
so
win
is
only
San
because
Francisco,
their division is shit.
So is San Francisco a legit team? They have a really good run game.
I think they are.
Like, Breida and Coleman, here's the thing, right? Breida might not look like it, but he's, like, probably one of the best running backs in the game statistically. He averages 6.5 yards per carry. He doesn't run much, but he's still pretty impressive. It impresses me because he just, regardless of who plays in San Francisco, they've had Tevin Coleman out. They still use Raheem Mostert, but they still managed to give him snaps. So that running game is pretty good. And the Nick Bosa was just
cool
yesterday.
I wouldn't say San Francisco is legit yet. When I think of legit, I think like you could win the Super Bowl. I don't get those vibes from the 49ers.
Yeah. No, they haven't played amazing teams, but I think that they're a threat.
I want to see them against the Rams. I want to see them against the Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who else they play, but
foreshadowing their next game.
Is that their next game? Yeah, they play this week. Okay.
They play in LA.
Wow. That was not on purpose, but you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens in that game to see if the 49ers are legit or not. So.
All right. That's been the week 5 recap. And let's move on.
Well, Nick, now it's time for who he play for.
Yeah, our version. And since I know rosters a little bit too well, these two lemmings will be taking part. You each get two players, and you get one guess at where they play for. Hayden, you're up first.
Uh-oh.
Casanova McKenzie.
What a name.
Who he play for?
Casanova McKenzie.
Okay, are you just pulling random players? This player actually do something.
He has the snaps.
Wait. Hayden, do you not know the whole point of who he play for? It's just taking random NFL names. Yeah, it's just taking random NFL players.
Bro.
Have you never watched NBA on TNT? I really recommend you do. Probably some of the best sports television there is.
I feel like it's definitely easier in the NBA to pick that. You know,
players.
I say the name again. It's not going to
happen. Casanova McKenzie.
Damn, and there's 32 teams, I feel like 53 it's an man AFC rosters. Team.
Who he played for? I'm going to go with the Ravens.
No, Redskins.
Damn it.
Honestly, you could probably put Redskins starters or Dolphins starters, and I'd still like put. I'd still say, he's got to be like the four stringer on the Jacksonville Jaguars, something like that.
Johan, this was a little bit more well known of a player. At least I know who he is. Vince Beagle. Who'd he play for?
Vince Beagle.
Formerly, do we get it? I'll go ahead and give you this one. Formerly drafted of the Packers, but then released. Signed with this team.
Do we get any hints as the position and stuff?
Hell no. I didn't get any hints.
Vince Beagle. I'm going to go with...
Three. Two. One.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
No, he plays for the Dolphins.
Oh my gosh.
Is there he a theme? Starts. Is he starts for the Dolphins.
He starts at the Dolphins. Oh no, he did what I said he should do.
He's a starting middle linebacker.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Hayden, D'Angelo Ross, who he played for?
Okay. I've noticed the theme with the first two teams that you selected. I don't know if they do. They both didn't win a game yet. I don't know if that's going to continue, but, you know, that's the best hope I have. I'm going to go with he plays with the Jets.
No, he plays with the Patriots.
Damn it.
Wait, who?
He plays with the Patriots.
You didn't know?
No, the name.
D'Angelo Ross.
Oh, I didn't know he plays with the Patriots.
He's a receiver. He's fifth on the depth chart.
Bro, you should have saved that one for Johan just to embarrass him.
I how do you play?
The last time I truly knew a Patriots receiving core. I guess you might have thought
he would have got it.
No. The last time I truly remembered a random Patriots receiving core was the 2013 one. I always talk about it, man. I forgot it, but it was like Aaron Dobson and
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to do it because it'll take me too long to name them. But it was like Julian Edelman, Aaron Dobson. Brandon Lloyd, was it?
Yes.
Brandon Lloyd was on that receiving core, I think. Oh my god, it started with a K.
Speaking of K, I'm gonna have to cut you off.
And that starts with a C.
Well, the player's name starts with a K.
Okay.
And I will be keeping track of this for the remainder of the season, so we can see how you guys do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going for a perfect record this year. Kadar Holloman. Johan, who he play for?
Kadar Holloman. Okay. I'm going to take a guess. Well, I have to. I want to go Kadar Holloman. I'm going to say he plays for... Let's go
Johan, who he play for?
The Oakland Raiders.
No, he plays for the Packers.
Oh my gosh.
Over four this week, guys.
Hayden, we can't be doing this podcast anymore. We don't have the knowledge.
Do you guys know the Panthers' backup running back?
No. Oh.
He scored a touchdown. What? No. Johan?
Bojan Bogdanovic.
Reggie Bonifin.
Bonifin.
I was close.
I was way fucking close.
I'll be honest, I didn't know his name either because he didn't get any snaps until that.
I knew it was B and then an Annan.
Also, random fun fact: Bogdanovich makes as much as Julio Jones.
Nah, Bohan. Leave Bohan alone, dude. Oh, he's my like fifth favorite jazz player.
Oh my gosh! Right. What's your? Who are your top five? Donovan Grayson Mitchell. Allen's gotta be at one, right?
Grayson Allen plays for the Clippers.
Oh my bad.
Nick doesn't like Grayson Allen.
I forget. No. I haven't kept up with Grayson Allen since he at Duke and that one Hawks game we went to. Because all those whole Jazz family fans in front of us are wearing Grayson Allen jersey. Yeah. So
probably throwing around the N-word with the hard R too. I guess before we get to my shit list for the week, the Jazz players. Well, Donovan Mitchell's number one. Then it's Rudy Gobert, and then it's Jingles. Then Mike Conley, then Bohan. Yeah.
All right. So next.
The shit list.
The shit list. Nick, go ahead.
I don't care if the Vikings won. They will be immortalized on this list forever as long as Kirk Cousins is rostered by that team and making $84 million. I don't care that they beat the Giants. They beat a shit team. I don't care. Kirk Cousins is a shit quarterback. Vikings are a shit team. Any comments on them?
You know, I don't have any comments. I think he said
I don't either.
All right. The Bears at number four. You lost to the Raiders. I mean, come on. You let up 132 rushing yards with a great defense. Oh, boy. A 97-yard game-winning drive allowed. Nah, this ain't it. Your backup and starting QB are the same damn person. Yeah.
That's not a good look, man.
Fuck the Bears and fuck the Vikings. If the Lions sucked, they'd be on this list, too.
Fook the Mayweathers.
Shout out to that division.
Hey. It's a decent division. All right. I had some. I mean, all three of these other teams deserve to be on there. It's kind of hard to rank them, so I legit have them as 1A, 1B, 1C. So 1C, the Falcons. What a hot mess.
A hot mess in Hotlanta.
1-4.
Boo! Don't you ever call it Hotlanta.
Nick set me up for that. I had to make the layup, all right?
What layup?
It's not like he's going to dunk. He's like 5'11 and white.
Hey, 6 foot.
Dang.
What's your government-issued ID say, bud?
No. Hey, he's giving us...
Hey, no, my government ID says 6 foot, so...
He's an NBA 6 foot, so he's really like 5'5".
Yeah, he's 5'5".
Yo, did y'all see that they're correcting... They're correcting everybody's heights in the NBA, and it's looking shaky.
I'm interested to see what Steph Curry's gonna be.
4'11".
Because KD for the longest has been listed at like what 6'9", and it's like no, he's like everybody's like nah, he's 6'11" or something.
No, he's 7 foot.
Yeah, he's got to be
one to be listed at 7 foot, but he's 7 foot.
He should be. Also, why would you not want to be listed at 7 foot? He might be the most talented 7 footer to ever live.
It's apparently because
Shaq
didn't
even have a jump shot.
It's a mental thing apparently, where once you get up 7 feet tall, it's like oh shit. My coordination might not be good. Can't
he
shoot.
He is 31 or 32. If that's a mental, if he
tall?
Can't do that,
bro.
No. He's like 32 years old. And he can't. If that's what bothers him,
KD is very
at his
fragile.
Old age.
Did you see him go?
All
right,
KD. Yes. This isn't the basketball episode. Coming soon.
This is my time. Like 2 weeks, I don't even know what team Nick said. I don't even know how he got on this rant. What was the team?
We were on the Bears.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I insulted the Falcons. And now I get to insult the Browns because Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins are the same person, except one has confidence and an ego, and isn't a big enough cuck to apologize to his team on live radio.
I think
what a beta male.
If we're going some positive on this list, I mean,
just call him a beta male.
Yeah, he went on live radio to apologize for being trash. Come on, man, what a cuck.
Hey, you know, at least Baker Mayfield can improve. I think Kirk Cousins is where he's at, and
he's
not going to get any better.
Yeah, the you like that? That's as good as he's getting.
That was his peak.
That's like peaking in high school.
That was like the Shanahan era. Sheesh.
Number one. God, the Redskins. What a shame. They're on their third quarterback.
See,
not because of injury, but because they're dumb.
Hey, Miami's not on this list because they had a bye week, though.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what.
I'm gonna. There's one thing I disagree with this list, Nick. How are the Bengals not on this list?
I'm not going to lie. I forgot they existed.
They just.
I wouldn't blame you.
Bengals
haven't gotten demoted
to
Division I FBS yet.
The Bengals are so bad, they couldn't even make this list.
I don't care about them. These are just teams that should be insulted. It's like, am I going to insult them for losing? No, because they always lose. These teams...
But they lost to a winless team.
No. Okay, winless, yes, but not... Yeah, they have half a win because they have a tie.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it counts because it's half a win.
They're still winless. I don't round up.
Still count. I mean, but it's just the fashion in which you're doing bad. I care about more. The Redskins, it's not like they're in the Steelers position where, oh, we got to use our third quarterback and sign a free agent because our other two are broken. They're just so dumb they can't decide on a quarterback.
You know the Redskins are the only team to have a lead against the Patriots this whole season?
Yeah, I don't care. They fired their coach.
That's something.
They fired John Gruden in their main reason.
Jay Gruden.
Whatever. They cited... him not beating the Patriots as the main reason he's being fired. Really? Really?
Hey, man, their culture is damn good.
Dan Snyder is a bottom five owner in the league. This team's a fucking mess.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I mean, their their fan base might be worse than the Chargers, man. That was pretty much a home game for Patriot fans.
Yeah,
I mean, no, I don't blame them. Yeah, I don't blame them, man. You don't do you pay? You don't pay money to watch that.
I mean, the Falcons. I mean, have you seen a Falcons game recently? They ain't got anybody in the stands. But it's not like they don't have fans.
They didn't have anybody in the stands to begin with. I remember when the Eagles played there. It was
when that stadium opened. It ain't got anybody.
Oh, it does for Atlanta United games. Oh, it's beautiful.
Go United. Well, that's been my shitty teams. With all a reason to be shitty.
Hayden's B-list.
Ooh. You mean A-list. Nah, Steve May doesn't have that copyright.
C-list. You've been demoted.
D-list.
The D-list. Go on.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Z-list. It's lemon-scented.
Number five, making their, I guess, second appearance, and they're back on the list, the Green Bay Packers. I don't know if Nick probably thinks it's a little too low.
Five or four is where they should be.
Okay. I
they'll be one.
Like I said, I didn't really watch too much of the game, but you know, the Cowboys are at least a decent team, and the Packers were just completely shitting on them the whole game.
Aaron Jones gave them the dick.
And you know, you look at the Packers' defense points per game; they're top 10 in points per game, which is respectable. And I mean,
were they in takeaways?
I don't know.
First, were they in sacks?
No, I don't think they're first in sacks.
They're third.
Okay, I think they're behind the Patriots.
And of Panthers. Course, you'd know
they're
that.
They're behind the Patriots and the Steelers.
Well, I think the Panthers are on there too somewhere. But you know,
they're 69th.
Packers offense. Nice. If you look at where they rank, 13th, which isn't bad, but I mean that's not great in terms of Aaron Rodgers standards.
The scoring has gone up every week. 10, and then 17, and then 21, and then 24, and now we're at 31. It's just going to keep going up until it's impossible to outscore them. Obviously. It's obviously an exponential function we're logic. Working with here. It's going to be 41 next week, and then it's going to be 48, and then it's going to be 56, and then 67, and then they're going to win by 100.
Yeah, number five, Green Bay Packers. And number four, making their first appearance on the list is the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. Like we said earlier, Russell Wilson is a legit MVP candidate. They actually have a top 10 offense in terms of points per game. They average about 26, and they come in at number 8. You know, I really like what Seattle's doing. Of course, their defense isn't as good as what we expect from them in the past. But, you know, with Russell Wilson playing lights out, it's tough to see them really being lower on this list. So I like four for them. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with
that. I would have said Green Bay and Seattle should be the 5 and 4. You could probably interchange their spots.
All right, so number three.
I really like Seattle this year.
Yeah, Seattle, they're looking really good. And, of course, it's tough to play them in Seattle, so... All right, number three, and they actually, I think they dropped from last week. Yeah, they did. The Kansas City Chiefs, I have at number three. You know, you could still make an argument for them being top two. I would still argue the only reason they lost that game was because Patrick Mahomes was injured and wasn't 100%. But, you know, I like what the Chiefs are doing, but they're still a step behind these other two teams. And number two, the New Orleans Saints. It's kind of crazy what the Saints are doing with Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterback. I mean, who would have thought when Drew Brees went down that the Saints would be undefeated without him? I mean, I certainly didn't think so. You look at their offense. Their offense is 14th, which is respectable. Their defense, let's see. Their defense actually isn't as good as what I thought. Their defense is 17th. But, you know, they're winning games, and they're actually beating good teams. They handed Seattle their only loss, and that was on the road. So, I mean, the Saints...
The score only looks like that because it was a garbage time touchdown to Will Disley, so...
Yeah, and, I mean, especially... I don't know when Drew Brees is coming back. There hasn't really been an update or anything. But when he comes back, I mean, they could compete with the Patriots, who are my number one team, for that number one spot. And, I mean, I hate to say it because the Saints are friggin'...
Do y'all
I hate the Saints, but
so yeah. Just to ask, just to make sure. So you said 2 for the Saints, 3 for the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
So just a question. Y'all think Bridgewater stays in New Orleans after this season? Because hypothetically, he just has to wait maybe until the end of this year, maybe if Drew Brees wants to retire. And I don't think the Saints trust Taysom Hill outside of stupid
gadget plays.
Yeah, like 1 yard rushes that.
Hey, we're going to run read option.
Yeah, well,
I
mean, like,
this, if I was Teddy Bridgewater, I would definitely talk to Drew Brees about what his plans are before he makes any decisions about that.
Well, honestly, if the Saints win the Super Bowl, if I'm Drew Brees, I retire.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
go out on the top.
And the Saints, I mean, they're in capable hands with Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah. So.
And by then, you get a whole offseason to see what Teddy Bridgewater, or to plan out offense for Teddy Bridgewater and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, number one, the Patriots. I don't want to say much about them. So.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about them because I was kind of disappointed in their performance. But.
All right, so.
And hang on. Here's the other thing that takes into account. So on Teddy Bridgewater,
okay,
his contract is up at the end of this season. Well, Mans could get paid.
He definitely could, depending on how if he continues what he's doing right now. All right. So to recap, number 5 the Packers, number 4 the Seahawks, 3 Chiefs, 2 Saints, Patriots, 1.
Yay! Let's move it on. Pigskin Pick'em Week 6 edition.
Let's see. So at the moment, I can't. It's not even letting me see. So at the moment, I'm 1 behind Hayden in total Pigskin Pick'em, but we got to remove that 1 week because Nick didn't pick. let's see. So removing Week 3.
It's Week 2, you idiot.
Or Week 2, my bad. Let me do the math. Hayden has 38, and I have 35.
See, week 2 is my second best week, so we're just going to straight up remove that?
Yeah, I mean, my
It was
one of my best weeks. I did well in week 5. I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, if we're actually serious about this, I could go back to week 2's podcast and we can figure out. But there's no point of doing that right now. So let's do this Pigskin Pick'em.
I will say, I think this is a week slate of games coming up, so.
Oh, it really is. There's a lot of, cupcake games, if you will.
Well, and no better place to start off than Thursday Night Football then. The Patriots play the Giants.
I love bad primetime games.
Patriots are 17-point favorites.
I'll be taking tests during parts of this game, so that's fun.
Jeez.
You're not missing anything. You're in class
with this? Yeah, you're not. Because Saquon's not even playing.
Yeah. I assume it's just a unanimous Patriots, right?
Yeah, we all pick.
Yeah, Patriots.
I don't think there's much. All right. Thank you. Panthers-Bucks. Panthers are 2-point favorites on the road.
The London 9:30 game. I'm going to wake up early for this one.
Are you actually going to wake up for this game?
See, why, hang on. This might be a hot take. I'm a big fan of the a.m. London games.
I don't hate it. I just don't want my team to be in it.
Oh, same. But I like the fact that we get the entire day of football.
I think this is the only 9:30 game the whole season. I don't think there's any other ones.
Yeah, I don't hate it because once I wake up, football's like this is when I
wake up football, so, go to sleep football.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Actually, I don't know how many people are going to watch the Sunday nighter though.
Sunday night game's garbage.
The Sunday night.
The last time the Panthers and the Bucks played, 3-0 quarterback Kyle Allen wasn't a starter. So this could be a completely different game. I'm kidding.
I've got the inkling that this is going to be a high scoring game.
It could be.
It could. I don't know though. The Panthers are going to have some pieces on defense back, which is nice. I'm going to pick the Panthers in this game. I like what they're doing.
Part of me wants to pick them, but the Buccaneers kind of showed something, and I get Cam is limited, but Cam limited is still probably doing what Kyle Allen could have done. In a way.
I don't agree with that. If Cam was playing these past few games in the shape he was in, the Panthers would not be 3-2.
Well, I think about it. The so the thing is that people are saying that Cam never really told the Panthers that he was in bad condition. Like, and I think that's BS because
– Well, no, well, he said in the YouTube video that he himself didn't realize it was as bad as what it was.
So you can't really game plan around
that. Oh, you subscribe to him on YouTube?
I actually do, but I didn't watch the full video because it was like 10
I'm
minutes.
Guessing but I think that, you know, now that they know that something's wrong with him, they'd be able to address it and, you know, just keep doing the same game plan, which is give it to McCaffrey. But the thing is that the Bucs do have a better run defense, so yeah.
I mean, this is definitely a big game for the Panthers being going 4-2 and then maybe having Cam come back after the bye potentially could be game.
That's true. This is a huge game for the Buccaneers, though.
Yeah.
This is one, like, you got to win this to stay in contention.
Yeah, and the thing is that Jameis hasn't even been playing horrendously. Yeah. He's been all right. Like, so I think that I'm going to pick the Bucs in this one. I'm just going to go with that. I think that they manage. I'm not saying they're going to shut down McCaffrey because it's not easy to do, right? I don't think you can do it twice, but I think that they can limit him. I think that their defense is good enough to limit him.
Beating a team twice is hard. Beating them with the same game plan twice is fucking impossible. Yeah. It's the NFL. People adapt.
Yeah. I'm still going to take
something different.
I'm still going to take the Bucs in this one just because I think that their run defense is good enough. They played quality running backs so far, and they've managed to have a solid run defense with it, and that's basically if you're gonna put it in the hands of Kyle Allen, so it's not a bad plan.
Sure. This might be the most difficult game to pick for me.
Okay, I thought you would repick Nick. Hayden, you're taking the Panthers.
Yep.
Right. I'm taking the Bucks. So let's see where.
Damn, I really want to pick the Bucks, but I just don't think it's gonna happen.
All right,
it's gonna be a high scoring game, I think, though. I'll take the Panthers.
All right. Moving on. The Ravens host the Bengals. They're 11-point favorites, and I'm going to take them.
All right.
Ravens.
All right.
Okay, next game.
Yeah, what should be an interesting game, actually.
No.
Seahawks. What the fuck? I think it is, kind of.
Javon Clowney's going to eat.
The Seahawks play the Browns. Seahawks are 1-point favorites away.
That should be way higher than one.
I was reading a tweet about this.
It should
like,
be like 2.5, 3 points.
Well, I was reading a tweet. They're like, "How do y'all think about this game?" And it's like, "Well, it's a Western team playing in the East and playing in like a 1 p.m. game, and that could be rough." And I'm like, "That does kind of make sense."
But they're playing the Browns.
They're also playing the Browns. Yeah,
I think it's Seattle easy.
Yeah, I'll take Seattle in this one.
Houston Texans playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Maybe. This you could argue this could be one of the games of the day. I'm surprised this isn't in prime time, to be honest.
Well, the Cowboys got to play the Jets, so can't be the national game.
Why don't they flex this game?
They decided to keep Steelers and Chargers for some reason in prime time.
That game's going to be like 2-3.
They could have even moved 49ers Rams to prime time.
So I'm going to watch this one for sure.
Same. I'll be able to watch it since the Panthers are playing early.
The Chiefs are 5-point favorites. Do y'all think Mahomes is going to be okay? Because his ankle – he hurt his ankle earlier in the season.
They haven't really said much. I haven't heard much news about Mahomes, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm wondering just how serious it is. It probably isn't. Tyreek Hill might be back, and that'll be very, very good addition for them.
This pick – I think it comes down to I don't see the Chiefs losing 2 straight at home. So I'm going to roll with the Chiefs.
For me, I mean, I think the Texans are good enough to maintain against this Chiefs defense because they're not that great. But I'm still with you. I still think the Chiefs pull this one out.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs as well.
All right.
Are you guys ready for the actual game of the week?
Oh, yeah, Redskins-Dolphins.
Fucking God.
The Redskins are 3.5-point favorites on the road.
The Redskins are favorites.
This game could end like 10-13. This game could end like 35-28.
No lie, would y'all have watched this if this was on primetime? Like, if they put this down as Sunday Night Football,
if this was on Monday Night Football, I would watch it.
I might
watch it because it's such a bad game. Like, Oh my gosh. This is like
there should be the equivalent of Maction.
This is the equivalent of Maction in the NFL.
Goodness. Don't they play like weird like Tuesday games?
Yes, that's why it's called Maction. But yeah, you can get some...
give me the Miami Dolphins.
I don't know what to do.
That's
here,
the
guys.
Only time you'll say that this year. Give me the Miami
if
Dolphins.
They let me pick a tie, I would pick it.
You know what? I'm gonna take the Redskins in this one.
Guys,
I think the Redskins.
I don't know what to do
here. You have to pick Hayden. There's no tie option.
I don't know.
It's a godsend that we get to see these two teams play. We really just need to say thank you.
You know what? I'm gonna pick the Dolphins.
What a fucking mess, man.
My goodness.
It's gonna be a shame when y'all realize that the Redskins are gonna win.
Oh my God, I can't believe they're favored.
I can't believe any team's favored in this game.
Vegas just needs to set the line to a fucking I don't know.
They should be just. It's, you know what? There can be a winner here, but everybody's a loser when it comes to this game. I want to know who is in their couch ready to watch Miami Dolphins, Washington Redskins.
Maybe me. I might
watch this.
You know what? Screw the Texans Chiefs, bro.
Game of the week.
Oh man. All right. Let's see. Next.
Philadelphia Eagles Vikings.
A rematch of the NFC Championship from a couple years ago.
Vikings are 3-point favorites at home.
And they're 3-point favorites? Why does Vegas like them so much?
Because Vegas... Never mind.
I think it just has to do with their defense, probably.
I guess so, man. I'm taking the Eagles.
You know, I don't know if y'all
I too am taking realize the Eagles. This,
but are y'all curious as to what's wrong with DeSean Jackson? Because he played week one, hurt his abdomen, and
he's got pussyitis is what he has.
All right. I don't know if I can take that as... an actual diagnosis, but
he's got big old bitch syndrome.
Again, I don't know if I could trust that.
Trust me, I'm a certified VMT.
Ah, okay. I still don't think I could take that, but
my expert opinion here, he a bitch.
So I think I'm gonna go. So the Vikings have the Eagles have a pretty good run defense, so they're gonna shut that down. But their secondary is absolutely trash. So. It'll be interesting to see if they go with the same game plan that they had against the Giants, which is throw the ball. They probably will need to because the Eagles should be able to score. But I think I'm going to take the Eagles in this one.
Two. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got the unanimous pick. Is it the first?
No, we all picked Bengals.
Oh, you.
We all picked Bengals in that Monday nighter.
I'm end of the week, but
we did.
We picked prime time.
Oh, man. So the Vikings are winning this game.
Yeah, you're right. The fucking red rifle, man. Came back to bite us.
Goodness.
Also, quick fun sports fun fact. If you crotch chop in the NHL, you get suspended 3 games.
Really?
Yeah. Inappropriate conduct. Interesting. I wonder what choking somebody would do. Shout out to Marlon Humphrey. All right. And this has been your fun sports fact of the day. New Orleans Saints, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Let's see. The New Orleans Saints are... they are 1-point underdogs.
They are going to win. The what?
They're 1-point underdogs.
Fucking... Let me talk to my bookie about this one.
Put the house on the Saints.
Let me get my mortgage. Let me get my car payments. Where's the 401k?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm very curious as to how they decided that they're
going to break out the hedge fund here. The remaining college tuition plan. Ugh. It's all going on the Saints on this one. Damn, 1-point underdogs?
So I say put the house on the Saints, but I'm actually taking the upset. Yeah, I guess it's technically...
Well, that's because you're biased.
I guess it's technically not an upset. I'm taking the favorite.
Wow. Mind blowing. I'm gonna take the Saints in this.
Yes,
I think Minshew Mania pulls it out. But this
Minshew Mania
won.
So I saw a tweet that was like, put Gardner Minshew in all the commercials Baker was in. So is Minshew doing what Baker should is Minshew basically taking the fame that Baker should have had?
Minshew is what Baker wishes he was.
it's.
I mean, right now, sure, but Minshew has no expectations, so no one's hating on him. Even though Minshew's not like going, even though Minshew had a bad game last week, no one's hating on Minshew.
This Miami Heat guard is kind of nice. I'm not gonna lie. Who is that? Tyler Herro?
Probably.
I'm watching SportsCenter while we do this. My bad.
I've been watching NFL highlights right now. I'm on Saints Buccaneers. Let's see. So after this game,
the Atlanta this is gonna be Falcons, a good watch Cardinals. Too. Falcons Cardinals.
Goodness. Falcons 2.5-point favorites.
I feel bad for the people that are stuck watching this game.
I'm gonna pick the Falcons.
This is the 405 game. Hey, this might be the TV game we get.
Well,
it is the TV game we get.
I'll be using my Sunday ticket to watch 49ers Rams.
Whoa.
Wait, hold up. Why don't you want to watch Jets Cowboys?
Hey, I can't believe we get that game too.
I'm picking the Cards.
Hayden's not with it. He doesn't use Reddit. Not we don't either. We don't. You know. For
Reddit,
all
what?
FBI purposes. No, what's Reddit?
I don't know. I'm a fortune user, buddy. Please don't attack Reddit.
4chan. Oh my gosh.
I use dark web.
4chan.
Adam Silver looks like the alien from Prometheus. That's anorexic.
Do y'all listen to the Dan Le Batard show? Because they do a bunch of great Adam Silver looks like. And one of them was like, he looks like the lonely French fry in the bag.
Golly.
He looks like he was sent here to observe us. He looks like the oh my gosh, what was it?
There's something so off about him, but I can't.
I gotta look it up. Because they were so good.
What's wrong with his head?
Okay, let's see. Can I find
the Adam Silver? We're going to move on. Let's not off-track ourselves. Cardinals, Falcons. I'm picking Cardinals.
Adam Silver looks like the wooden spoon that comes with an Italian ice.
Goodness.
Oh, fuck.
It's... Yeah, he's a weird-looking fellow. I find any others, I'll let y'all know. But
again, I'm going Cardinals in this one. Either you two,
I'm taking the Falcons.
This could be a super high scoring game right here.
Fantasy football.
If I'm correct, Kyler Murray has one of the lowest touchdown percentages in the league with like 2 point something.
Yeah. Johan, what's the over under for this?
The Falcons are 2.5-point favorites. Oh, the over under 52.
What? That's actually pretty high, but that's
it is I'd very like high. Yes.
You over. Hey, fucking the Texans broke that over themselves last week.
Guys, this is a game the Falcons should win, but I don't think they do.
But they do, yeah.
I'm picking the Cardinals. All right, let's move on.
Don't
pick the Falcons.
Yeah, 49ers Rams.
You could argue this is the game of the week as well.
I'd say this
Rams are 4-point favorites at home.
I'm taking the Niners here. This is when they prove themselves.
No, I don't think the Rams lose 3 straight. I'm taking the Rams, and they get back on track.
Oh, damn, this will get the 3rd straight. No, I'm picking this. I'm picking the Niners. Give me Jimmy G.
Johan?
Man.
You know you want to do it.
I do, but I... Oh, man. Jared Goff. At home. I'm going to take the Rams.
Last time Jared Goff was at home, he got beat down by the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm still going to take the Rams, though.
All right, Cowboys-Jets.
See, I don't even think Tony Romo can make this game exciting.
No, he can't. This is just one of them games.
Oh, yikes.
That means we're all picking the Cowboys. Next.
Yep.
I don't care that Darnold's back. The fucking Cowboys.
God, another shit show we got
going on. The Titans and Broncos. Elite Joe Flacco versus elite Marcus Mariota.
This
10-7 score line is gonna look pretty.
Did I say? Oh, the Cowboys are 7.5-point favorites. My bad if I didn't say it. Broncos are. Why is it not showing it? Oh, 2.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, I'm picking the Titans. Derrick Henry is gonna eat this game.
I think the Titans. Average ways. So the Broncos are winning with our consensus pick. So, football interior guys.
We gotta stop with the consensus picks, man. Somebody's gotta go contrarian just for the sake of going contrarian.
No thanks.
So football ends at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah,
enjoy your Sunday night.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers, Los Angeles Chargers.
Let's see. Yikes. Chargers are 6.5-point favorites. That's really low.
This is going to be
it should be a lot majority higher.
Steelers fans in the crowd.
Yeah, probably. I'm picking the Chargers because the Steelers are on their third quarterback, and I doubt they're going to sign somebody because they traded away Joshua Dobbs.
Do we have another consensus? What is what's going to happen here?
I mean, I'm going to take the Chargers.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers. Right. I was nervous, but I'm going to take the consensus Chargers. Consensus pick.
I mean, I guess we all had a consensus for the what Cowboys. What are these consensus that's like a given. Up?
Go on.
I feel like that one doesn't count.
All right, moving on. The winning record Detroit Lions versus the 4-1 Green Bay Packers. Packers are 5-point favorites at home.
A Lambeau. Decent Monday night game, guys. Yeah. I guess.
And Booger's going to find a way to mess it up.
I guess the crappy games start after this week. We're going to have to check on that. I don't know where to go. Nick, this is your team, your expertise.
I'm picking the Lions, and not because I don't want to jinx the Packers, but because the Lions and Packers have this weird trend of the away team almost always wins. Like, the Packers always beat the Lions in Detroit, and the Lions always almost win or do win in Green Bay. So I'm just going to continue that trend and pick the Lions, even though I expect the Packers to win.
Johan?
But Pat Stafford might have a good fourth quarter. Look out.
He might, but I have a question. Is Jair Alexander shut down or not? Because sometimes. I swear he's sometimes, and I swear he's not.
Part of it's up to, like, Amari Cooper. If you throw, like, 20 targets at Amari Cooper, eventually something's going to break.
Because that's my thing. It's just the Lions have Kenny Golladay. Marvin Jones isn't a scrub either.
Well, Kenny Golladay would probably get Kevin King. He wouldn't get Jair.
Jair's no, I was just smaller. Saying that they have good – They have solid receipt. Like, I was just saying that.
Well, first, Jair Alexander hasn't been the best Packers corner. It's been Kevin King. Kevin King, as of right now, should be an All-Pro or should be a Pro Bowler. But
so
we don't talk about that yet.
I'm gonna take the. I would like to pick the Lions because I think they're not. Like I said, I think they're better than what people think they are, but I'm gonna take the Packers in this one.
I think the Lions try their best. They keep it close.
Yeah, this is definitely not going to be a
blowout. I don't think you see Pat Stafford in this game. I think the Packers score a late touchdown to win the game, and Aaron Rodgers does his thing.
Does Aaron Jones score two or more touchdowns?
I think he does.
You think he does?
Mm-hmm. I think he scores two or more.
Okay.
I would say less. I think that's a tough thing to ask.
The Lions have a terrible run defense, by the way.
So score predictions, guys, since it's the Monday night game.
I'm going to go Packers 27, Lions.
These games also, the Packer-Lion games also tend to be very high scoring.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Regardless of how good the defense is.
I'm going to go Packers 27, Lions 20.
I was going 34-31 Lions.
I'm going to say 31-28 Packers.
All right. Well, time to submit picks.
Yeah, make sure I do that.
Yep.
There we go.
And week of pigskin.
I don't know. You guys probably saw this because I liked it. But this is kind of random, but I wanted to say it. The 2017 running back draft class. Did you guys see this tweet?
I think I did, yeah.
So the names on this draft class are insane. So the fourth overall pick was Leonard Fournette. McCaffrey was 8th. Dalvin Cook, 41st. Joe Mixon, 48th. Alvin Kamara, 67th.
Alvin Kamara.
Kareem Hunt, 86th. James Conner, 105th. Tariq Cohen, 119th. Marlon Mack, 143rd. Aaron Jones, 182nd.
My boy.
And Chris Carson, 249th. And two undrafted players, Austin Eckler and Matt Breida. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Those are all starting caliber players. and they all came from 2017. That's wild to me. So I thought we could end it with an interesting fact there.
Well, actually, we need to end this on congratulating a friend at the show, Israel Adesanya. Round of applause, guys.
Got that belt.
Got his first. I didn't watch the fight.
His first ever. Like the new middleweight champion, second round knockout of Robert Whittaker, me and Johan's favorite fighter.
Hey, I like him too.
That knockout was that knockout was very nice.
Should have been a round one knockout, but he was saved by the bell.
Was that the I saw a video? I don't know if it was this fight, but he like punched the guy in the face and like blood splattered everywhere.
Yes, that was that fight.
Yeah, that was insane.
Because Adesanya is a beast, and he currently holds the second longest win record or win streak in the UFC, 18-0. Even though number one being Nurmagomedov at 28-0.
All right.
Well, this has been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
As of right now, enjoy the games. Well, Man United is still shit. We'll update you next week.
Is that all you're going to be talking about? Just how Man United's a shit
club. Imagine being 2 points above relegation.
Ole is at the wheel.
They're not in relegation. So
2 points above relegation. Ha! Pathetic.
All right. So on that soccer note, thanks for listening, everyone. And we hope you have a great week and enjoy this crappy week of national TV games for the NFL.
I hope any Cowboy fans have bad weeks.
What about Dolphins fans? Do you hope your dad has a good weekend?
I mean, he never does, but
it could go either way. If they lose to the Redskins,
if they win, he's going to complain that they're not going to get the number one pick.
And if they lose, he's like, oh shit, we lost to one of the worst teams in the NFL. So
yeah,
just get that tie.
What's the first tiebreaker for draft picks? Is it points scored?
I don't know. It's weird, though. It's not what you think it would be.
It's either points like scored or record against common opponents, which would be the record against the AFC East, essentially.
Yo, I hope they tie.
If they tie, I'm getting the Redskins logo tattooed on my left cheek.
Okay, deal.
No. Okay, you can pay for it.
If it actually happens? Johan, would you split it with me?
Fuck you. Yeah.
What? If they tie?
Yeah.
So, just to get this...
Nick
just to
well, hang on. There's
put this on the record.
There's going to be something to go the other way. It is on the record. If they tie, one of you two idiots has to get the Dolphins. Actually, I'll take the Dolphins. Hayden, one of you guys get the Redskins.
Hayden was the one that brought up this bet.
Nick brought up the bet. He said it himself.
I'm not doing no one-sided bet.
All right, so you guys heard Nick bitch out right here.
You can offer something in return. A bet has to be a mutual agreement. You got to offer me something in return.
You said you would do it. I bet. So, but okay. Nothing's coming out of this, guys. Hopefully you just left when we called off
Johan,
the podcast.
You're gonna cut it off before this conversation.
Oh, no, I'm keeping this.
No, you got to keep it. You got to keep Nick
backing out. That's disgusting.
All right, adios, everyone.
Have a good weekend.
I hope you have a bad week if you're a Cowboys fan.